Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. We are nearly there at the finish line. One of our favourite segments each and every week is Joel and Fletch, but we're missing Woogie this week and Joel and Fletch. Well, Joel's not there and the professor's there with Fletch. How are you guys?
Hey, boys, what about the... now, Schoolies is on up there.
Yes.
Is it?
What happens if you're a local and Schoolies is on, you're just wide berth cavalier?
Well, some locals are creepy and they'll head in there, but...
You just do laps.
Yeah, everyone clears out. It's crazy. Crazy.
We're not anywhere near the heart of surface, but I've got to say this afternoon, drove into work and not anywhere near the beach is our office. And there's a girl standing at a car in a G-string bikini just having a chat. Traffic stopped.
Yeah. Where was that be? Where would that be? And would it be on social media?
Well... Jack, I didn't want to take any photos because the boyfriend was looking.
Is it? Is it? Because I know they go. Different,
they all wear those. Different. Now,
oh, mate,
I live near the beach.
It's ridiculous.
But not even near the beach.
It's terrible.
You're 10 k's away.
In the middle of a shopping centre, people are walking around in there.
I did notice also they've got toilets now for male, female, and the non-binary.
Yes.
I thought is now
2022. Flesh.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Times have definitely changed. Boys, can we get straight into our A grades?
Because yeah. I've got one. Oh, you haven't done your A grade yet.
We haven't.
Okay. We're saving them for you,
I'm
boys.
Saving them for you, and I've got one, and I reckon.
Oh, by
it's
the
going...
way, hello, Professor. We didn't say hello to you, Professor.
Oh, that's okay. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Sorry, Fletch.
No, so I'm just saying, I reckon one of you two will have the exact same as me. So okay. I'll kick it off.
Yep.
If I say the name to you, Laurent Abril.
Laurent Abril.
Abril. Laurent Abril or Laurent Abril? I'm not too sure of the pronunciation. Don't know his name?
No.
How about this? How about the French touch judge in the final of the wheelchair rugby league final?
Yeah,
did you see this imbecile?
Yeah. He thought it was all about him. He thought the 3,500 people there to see him.
No, it was red hot. So France were playing England. He's from France.
Yep.
He was basically cheating. It was worse than anything I've ever seen.
From anyone?
From anyone. So he's basically saying, so he was a touch judge. The referee's in control, exactly the same rules. And he was, they dropped the ball, the French, and he's on the sideline saying, ripped, stripped. And the referee just ignored him. So then he's sulked all the way up and down the touchline. The crowd picked up on it, started heckling him. He turns around and then gyrates to the crowd as if to say, you know, doing like the Greeks used to do with, hey, what's that? Hey? But he carried on for the last 10 minutes. Yeah. Threw his flag.
It's embarrassing.
Have you seen that footage?
Yeah, no. I have. Yeah, I have. No. I actually watched a bit of the wheelchair rugby league. It was really good to watch.
It was so good.
Yeah, but that was embarrassing. He was like a child, wasn't he?
How does he – I mean, I know the French do get a little bit – excited, but this bloke was an absolute.
He was carrying on.
Did he get them home? Who won?
No.
Oh, England won, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, only
Pommies won at the death. It was,
it was only by a couple of points, I think. Mm.
One try, 24, yeah.
Cracking game. Cracking game. Mm. All right, boys, what do you got for us? A grade was?
I've got an A grade. Now, I don't know whether you read this, but this a girl's gone on social media to basically embarrass her boyfriend at the time, now ex boyfriend. They went on a trip to meet his parents. I think it was in Adelaide, and they only met them once. She'd only met them once before, but anyway, they went to Adelaide. They went out to dinner, paid for an expensive dinner, wanted to impress mum, had breakfast the next morning, and then the following week they'd returned, and she received an email with a spreadsheet on it on everything that they'd eaten and how much she owes him based on the meals that they ate in Adelaide. So he's my A grade. I don't know whether it was Gibbo or not when he went on his date. There may be Gibbo, but yeah, so...
Had they split up?
No, they were still together.
Oh.
But the one thing that broke up the relationship, she said, I did notice there was one line that I was kind of confused about. It said breakfast, $3.23, and that was for the banana and piece of bread that your mother ate. that you ate
Janata
at my mother's.
Piece of bread.
Yeah, yeah, so right. So wow. he sent her a spreadsheet with everything they ate and everything that she owed him
was
and
his
mother.
Name, was his Gary Jack, was it?
Was Gibber. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Gibber.
He, is he, so Badge, is that all those rumours about him being tight, is that true?
Yes.
Have you seen it firsthand?
Yes, unashamedly. Yes, gotcha. I have. Yeah, he was. Right. He was.
Badge, quickly tell.
He had this big
collection. Tell the one, because in 86 years we roomed together.
Yeah, rumours in 86, he had a big collection of £1 coins. And by the end of the tour, he just had like three ashtrays full of pound coins. He couldn't have known how many's there. And I went out for a night out. They were getting ready for the last test the next day. So a really important night. I went out for a night out and I didn't have any money. So he didn't have credit cards then and couldn't cash a traveler's check. So I just grabbed handfuls of coins and went out and had a big night. And I came home and I was really quiet when I came back in. I was pretty under the weather, really quiet. He couldn't have even known I was there. I snuck in, didn't turn a light on, socks on, everything. And just I'm getting into bed, it's all dark and I heard, Badge. I said, Jim, what are you doing awake? I can't sleep. There's £33 missing. I said, I'll pay you back in the morning. He said, righto, good night. Straight to sleep.
Oh, yeah, it can be. So, boys, I don't know if you must have been listening earlier when Gibbo went out in the day, and it's been going swimmingly for the last, but at 10:15 p.m. on Saturday, he texts, how's the Pav? ? No reply. 2 hours later, want to hang? ? There's been silence, radio silence.
But then the message in the morning as well, apologising.
Then at 6:52 a.m. Sunday morning yesterday, he said, oh, sorry about that. Still radio silence. Boys, in your experience... Mm. You two are very, very experienced men. Mm. Has he blown this?
Yep. Yeah. It's over.
The best way to get a girl back is also to discuss it on the air, on radio.
Yeah.
I agree,
Professor, yeah.
But if you also keep hassling and keep sending them, I don't think you're any chance, are you?
I'd keep sending them, Gibbo.
But it was working so nicely.
10 to 15, just keep going. Three a day.
Be a stalker.
Yep.
Because I'm scrolling up to when it was...
Oh, how far back are you going here?
I'm going right back.
You go as far back as you want, Fletch. There's creative dialogue there. There's plenty of dialogue.
Nothing sexual, but
nothing sexual.
So, is it playful?
Yeah. So he said, chat, chat, chat. Oh, my God, that's a good day. To be fair, we had lunch and I'm only just leaving now. So not a bad day. Oh, that's a cracking day. This Friday long lunch is a movement I can definitely get around. That was Gibbo. This is
Have you got his phone? That was a pun. Sound like
you're stolen his phone.
No, yeah. You've got to play up to the crowd, boys. Mm.
And then the young lady says, yeah, it's something I support. My job is so hard. I don't know how I do it. It needs to happen.
Sarcasm,
it's a good way.
Boys.
What does she do?
She works in media sales.
Mm. Has anyone seen? I mean, it sounds like you might be punching above your weight, Gibbo.
Yes.
Yeah,
your expectations are a bit high.
You haven't met her in person. You're not getting catfished, are you?
No, I've met her in person.
Oh, you met her in person. Just double checking. You never know.
No. We'll leave Gibbo alone now.
Any more A grades?
Yeah, and then A grades.
I've got one if you want
me
to go next.
Yeah, go.
Can you do species? Does it have to be humans?
No,
A grades?
Anything.
No.
I'm going to do the birds at Taronga Zoo.
Mm. Okay, what are they called?
I went to the Taronga Zoo on Sunday for my daughter's birthday, and they are on attack the full time you're there. The ibis, the kookaburras, the scrub turkeys, the peacocks, you cannot relax. And because of the lions escaping from the zoo, you are jumpy now when you go there.
Any baboons?
No, but you hear the baboons, and now when you hear them, you think, right, they're out.
I love a baboon's blurter.
Oh,
red and raw, isn't it?
No. Oh.
Yeah. Lots of gorillas, blurters. We looked at those.
Yeah.
But I reckon the lions escaping has actually added an edge to the zoo.
Like survival of the fittest.
You reckon it's good for business?
Yeah. Great for business.
Wasn't
it's
a publicity stunt. Everyone's across it.
Professor was in full camouflage. Like, you just
mate, I was crapping myself the whole
just
time.
Birds. Birds are right. Yeah, birds can be a bit of a punish.
Kookaburras... came down and took out of a lady's hand a triangle sandwich and she was bleeding. Nearly took a finger off.
Could we sue them?
Do
the kookaburras belong to the zoo or are they just hanging
out? No, they just hang out. But Taronga Zoo needs to do something about the birds. They're psychotic. Yeah.
Mm. It's no Sydney Zoo. Sydney Zoo's the one to go.
Are you sponsored by them? Blacktown. There we go.
No, my friends own it.
Yeah, there you go. It's always something.
Who's got one?
I've got nothing great, but I just couldn't believe today and over the weekend. I'm getting messages. You know how you get messages you don't even want. Black Friday sales.
Mm.
Can someone explain why you have Black Friday when it's not the 13th and why it's on a Monday and a weekend?
It's a SEPO thing.
But why are they called Black Friday?
because it's something to do with the internet.
Yeah, but didn't it start with Thanksgiving? Was there something with, or I made that
it's
up?
It's after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's the first Friday after Thanksgiving.
But it's something to do, I don't know, you know what the Sepos are like.
But it's,
so has Thanksgiving just happened
November?
In America?
We're in November.
Wednesday.
What?
Wednesday,
what's
Thanksgiving
going on?
Is.
Mm. So, so at any given time, anyone can have a Black Friday sale any day of the week and just say it's, what?
Yeah. It's lost the edge.
There's some good sales around.
Hey, Fletchy boy, did you ever, did you tour with Willie?
Willie Mace?
Yep.
No, I roomed with him in Origin.
I was MC at a function at Grafton Races for a really good cause on Wednesday, and Mace was, and Jamie Lyon were the guest speakers.
Yes.
He's got a bit of edge to him, hasn't he, Will? He speaks his mind. Yeah, the crowd loved him. Absolutely loved him.
Yeah, what was he saying?
Just talking about tours, because it's a World Cup tour. He's just talking about tours and Origin camps and.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so you read sort of Dennis Rodman's, you know, his antics while he played.
A bit like that.
There's a fair chance that Mace is the rugby league's version of Dennis Rodman.
Mm. So you're saying he might be dressing up in a wedding dress
and marrying himself?
I wouldn't mind that. Saying that,
is Mace working for anybody at the moment?
Yeah, he's at the Bulldogs.
He was at night. Oh, he's at the Bulldogs.
Yeah, he's back there coaching all their junior pathways, and
he's got a podcast. Yeah, he does speak his mind.
He does on a podcast. Definitely.
He's quite an imposing figure.
Huge.
How
massive.
Was his? How was his Barry Beefs?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they,
are they his?
Yeah,
no, they're not his, but they don't sort of fit his melon. Do they? Well, it's
have you said that to him in person?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
So, like, you're born with things that suit you.
Yeah.
And like you try and change
his
it.
His teeth would suit your head.
Yes.
That's how big
they
are.
Although, no, not now, because I'm about to get the Zika virus. So I've just found out that if you get the Zika virus, your head shrinks. So I'm going to go get 110cc stat of the Zika virus injected into my head. What happens to your head?
How shrinks, does it, man. Like,
what, your skull as well?
Everything.
But you're just going to look weird then. It'd be like, it'd like someone's practicing voodoo on you and shrunk your head.
Because everything's big on you.
I know. Like do you remember feet, when, I tell you, when Adam McDougall stopped playing, his head shrunk.
He's a pinhead. He's a pinhead, yeah.
Which is great because it suits him, but.
That's a great phone topic.
What?
All the all-time great pinheads.
Yeah. Like, how does your head go from that? I want to ask him, maybe it's the man shake. Maybe it's got a bit of Zika virus.
Fletch, blockhead a pinhead.
Why don't you just jump in the gym and make your shoulders bigger, Fletch?
No, that's too much work. I'd rather just get the Zika virus.
Hey, Fletch, is your head, is that part of the Fletcher DNA?
No, it's not. I don't know what it is.
So none of your siblings have the giant head?
No.
Have any of your daughters got massive heads?
Or is it just an illusion? No. Like, do you go and try hats on and they just fit you? They're normal? Or is it?
Well, we interviewed the Burgess boys once and Sammy was frothing, right? Because Sammy's got a big head.
Massive head.
And Sammy could not wait because you had a bigger head than me. And I'm looking at it going, Sammy, I'm not too sure. So we measured it. Sammy's got a bigger head.
Yeah, his head's massive. Mm.
And then we got the Dexus thing done.
Yep.
And Spud's head weighs six kilos.
Weigh your head.
And what's your head weigh?
Mine wasn't too bad. Mine was only 5.5.
Did Spud say that's because of what's inside it?
Probably. I think Spuds was full of
Remember that episode of Seinfeld when the taxi driver can't see out the back because of Elaine's head?
That's
the
right.
Size of a head?
Yeah, and
do you have that problem
flies
in Ubers?
It?
I mean, you have problems in Ubers.
I can only wish that was the only problem I had in Ubers, boys. Boys, before you go, we've got to talk about the rugby league.
Oh, yeah, good. Of course.
Quite comfortable. Yep. Wasn't much of a shock, was it, boys?
No, although they were courageous, weren't they? The Samoans?
We spoke last week about why did they have the player of the tournament before the final?
Ridiculous.
Because, you know, I didn't watch a lot of the early games, but I reckon if Junior Barlo wasn't right up there,
Josh
then not he was the outstanding Junior Samoan.
Yeah.
Who was your player of the tournament?
Josh Adokar.
I say Joey Manu for me.
Mm. Right. I'm going to go Liam Martin.
Oh, why?
I just heard someone say it this morning. Someone rang in. I don't know. They knew what they were talking about.
No, but they were brave. But in the end, it was just too much class. Give the ball to Latrell. Off you go.
Mm.
Yeah.
Was he the ball weapon
early? Like,
what did you think about the Rocks' message, boys? Do you think that was a bit long? Like, that was 5, 10, 15 minutes.
I didn't like
minutes.
How he called it rugby. He kept saying rugby.
Yeah, he kept saying rugby. He so he's grown up in Melbourne, for starters. And then he... He made it all about himself, didn't he?
Why? What did he do?
He kept talking about when he was in playing pro football and when he was wrestling and now in Hollywood what he does. And like, don't reckon if he just made it 30 seconds, said, you know, good luck, Jerome, you know.
Romy.
Yeah, good luck, Romy. Mm. Good luck, Junior. Because
I know, I know the boys, the Australian boys, because they got Daniel Vito to give them a bit of a shout out.
How long was his?
His was about 4 minutes.
Hey, Professor, before we go, got to go to New Zealand for 3 days for SEN. And Maddie.
Oh, how good.
Maddie Johns is on the. So what do I expect? I mean, haven't been in that sort of scenario with Maddie for a long time.
As in, you're doing radio with Maddie?
No. We're just,
Just
hanging out. So.
I guess expect the unexpected.
I think you've got to be on your
your
game,
toes. He's very quick.
Yeah.
I mean, Fletch is pretty quick, but Matty's got him covered.
Yeah.
He'll just be drunk. He'll just be drunk.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true. And he'll be going to bed early.
Yeah.
That's the good news.
And he'll wee his bed. And he'll wear ladies' shoes and ladies' necklaces. And other than that, he'll be right.
Just pretty
left eye, I call him Lopez.
That's right. It starts sliding off his face.
He's got a lazy eye, has he?
Oh, when he gets full of the pen and ink.
My wife has got a lazy eye.
It just starts closing, and then I start singing, "Don't go chasing waterfall," and he knows he has to pull up. Make sure you get down to Furburgers too.
Oh yeah, first stop,
and go to that hamburger joint as well. I reckon.
Dude,
see you, boys.
Got see you, lads.
Got him.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato, and aioli. So, we doubled it: chicken and Macca's together, and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.